there are other more high-tech processes as well. Direct air capture of CO2, which tends to be an industrial chemical process, where you contact air with a chemical that will absorb selectively the CO2 and turn it into a concentrated stream, which you can then store underground. And these carbon capture processes are currently much more expensive than the nature-based solutions, but they store CO2 forever if you get it right, if you store it deep underground. Whereas if you transfer carbon dioxide from the atmosphere into the living biosphere on the Earth's surface, there's a natural process of re-release that happens. So you're not storing it necessarily forever. You know, forests burn, trees fall down and they decay. If you're locking your CO2 up deep underground in saline aquifers or what have you, then you probably have a permanent solution.